It's known as Purim Mishuash BeYerushalayim. There's a three-day Purim. To paraphrase the Gemara says, one who hasn't been to the temple during the Yontov of Sukkot and went to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they had a big party, music, magicians, the works. Anyone who hasn't been there doesn't know what Simcha is. So I want to paraphrase, anyone who hasn't been to Jerusalem during a three-day Purim doesn't know what Simcha is. So what exactly is a three-day Purim? And why didn't we have a three-day Purim? Why are we limited to just a Friday Purim this year? If Jerusalem gets 3 days, why don't we get 3 days? So let's explain that for a couple of moments. So this year in Chutz La'aretz, or not only in Chutz La'aretz, if you live outside of Jerusalem, you celebrated Purim on Friday, the 14th day of the month of Adar. And Jerusalem celebrates Purim on the 15th day of Adar, which was Shabbos. Today, by the way, is the 16th day of Adar. So by all means, Purim is over. There is no Purim on the 16th day. So we have to understand, how could Jerusalem be celebrating Purim today? It doesn't seem to make any sense. Like, Purim's over. I mean, you could always continue it, but how could there be Purim on the 16th? So, because generally speaking, so we make it simple. When Purim, whatever day Purim falls on for us, we have everything, all the mitzvahs, Megillah, Matanos Lev Yonin, gifts to the poor, Shalach Manos, the Suda, the drinking, everything happens on the same day. The question is, what happened? And the Gemara says, what happens if Purim falls out on Shabbos? So the way our calendar is set up, it can't happen, meaning us, meaning outside of Jerusalem. The only place in the world that you could have Purim on Shabbos is if you celebrate Purim on the 15th day of Adar. The way our calendar is set up, we can't have the 14th day of Adar on Shabbos. Hence, we can never have Purim on Shabbos. The only place that could have Purim on Shabbos is Jerusalem, or anyone else who celebrates the 15th. Walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So the question is, so what's the breakup then? So the obvious question is, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, so why not do everything on Shabbos? Everything we did on Friday, let them do everything on Shabbos. Why wouldn't they do all the mitzvahs on Shabbos? So the Gemara talks about one explicitly. The Gemara says explicitly, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, no Mikra Megillah. We do not permit the reading of the Megillah on Shabbos. Why not? So the Gemara says, because the same reason when the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or any day of Shabbos falls out on Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, if Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, we're afraid you're going to end up desecrating Shabbos, but you'll be excited to read the Megillah and you don't know how to read from a parchment. You'll run to someone who knows how and you'll end up and you'll violate Shabbos. To avoid desecration of the Shabbos, we said no shofar on Shabbos, no fourth species on Shabbos, and no Megillah on Shabbos. So that's one thing is clear. So we know you cannot read Megillah on Shabbos. That's a given. So the question is, so when do we do it then? Do we do it till we have the two options would be either on Sunday today, or it would be on Friday? So in Jerusalem, they chose Friday. Why Friday, not Sunday? Because I'll tell you why. The first Mishnah in Megillah tells us, when is the appropriate time to read the Megillah? Megillah Nikris, B'Yud Aleph, B'Yud Beis, B'Yud Gimel, B'Yud Dala B'Tesvav. Megillah can be read on 11, 11th of Adar, 12, 13, 14, 15. And what about before the, you can't read before the 11th day, and you can't read after the 15th day. So today is the 16th day. So by definition, Lo Yavor, so we can't read the Megillah today because it's too late. So if we can't read it on Shabbos, the next best thing is to read it on Friday. So that's what we did in Jerusalem this year. So that's clear cut in the Gemara, that you do not read the Megillah on Shabbos. And since by definition you can't read it on Sunday, we have no choice. We got to read it on Friday. So that's why they read the Megillah on Friday. But what about all the other mitzvahs Hayom? Maybe that all could be done on Shabbos. So what else is done on Friday in Jerusalem? Matanas le'evyonim, gifts to the poor. Why are gifts to the poor given on Friday, not Shabbos? Maybe for an obvious reason, because actually the Gemara gives another reason. The Gemara says, you know why you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos? Besides the reason of desecration of Shabbos, but there's a much more personal reason. Personal as interpersonal. Ben Adam l'chaveiro. That imagine the poor person all year round is waiting. That's when's the lottery ticket? Purim. Because the halacha is all year round we have a mitzvah of tzedakah. But the one day a year where you don't have to do an FBI report, go to the police check, a CIA report. Any poor person that sticks out his hands, you don't have to give them so much, but you got to give them money. So therefore, imagine the poor people are waiting all year round, the whole year. I guess that was the big money day. You know, some people make the money once a year, some 10 days a year. This is the one big payoff. Imagine a poor person showing up. Sorry, it's Shabbos. I don't have any money. So the rabbis are very concerned about the feelings of the ani. They say, Einayim shel aniyim, the eyes of the ani are waiting. How could we do that to them? So hence, we can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So we read the Megillah. So whenever we read the Megillah, that's when we do Matanas Levyonim. So since we do Megillah reading on Friday, hence, Matanas Levyonim goes along with the Megillah reading. In fact, it reminds me when I was in Israel about 5 years ago when my mother passed away. What happened was my daughter was in Israel and I was going to visit her. But I was going to go earlier, but my father was sick. I was going like every other weekend I was going into New York to visit my father. And I figured before I go to Israel, I want to see him before I go. And unfortunately, I saw him on Friday and he passed on that Shabbos. So I was in Shloshim. After Shloshim, I rescheduled my trip to Israel. So I went in, I got in maybe Monday night, Sunday, I don't remember. I got in like, let's call it Monday night. And then Tuesday morning must have been Purim Katan. It was a leap year. So I remember walking around Mea Shearim Tuesday morning. And unfortunately, there's a lot of ani and poor people in Mea Shearim. And I said to them, and the ani was saying, it's Purim Katan, Purim Katan. I was like wondering, why in the world does he tell, like, who cares it's Purim? I mean, not who cares, but what's the relevance? And then the light bulb went on in my head. Of course, because some say Purim Katan has the din of Purim. You can't turn an ani away on Purim. This is like you can't turn him away on Purim. This is like they get two lottery picks when it's a leap year. So he was telling me it's Purim Katan not to do an FBI research and just give him some money. So that was, I was walking around, and then I remember later on that afternoon, I got a call from my sister, come home right away. My mom passed away. And therefore I came home that night, got into New Jersey Tuesday morning, went straight to the cemetery. So she died on Purim Katan, which this year there was none, so that means Purim is my yahrzeit. And on Shushan Purim was the day of the Kvura, was the day of the burial. So getting back, so therefore, giving gifts to the poor always relates to Megillah reading. So therefore, since the Gemara told us no Megillah reading on Purim, on Shabbos, we can't do it on Sunday because it's too late, so we have to do it on Friday. So we got down Matanas Levyonim, we got We got two of the mitzvahs will be done on Friday, or were done on Friday in Jerusalem. In fact, it reminds me of another pshat. It says in the Megillah, guess how many times it says the word Purim in Megillah's Esther? Now that you read the Megillah, it's fresh in your minds. How many times does it say Purim? So the answer is 5. And what? So there's two questions. Why 5 times? And secondly, 2 times it's spelled Mole, complete, meaning with the Vav. And 1 time it's, and 3 times it's spelled incomplete without a Vav. So the question is twofold. Why is it say Purim 5 times in the Megillah? And why twice spelled in its full manner and 3 times in its incomplete manner? So the Cheshek Shlomo in the beginning of Maseches Megillah says a beautiful pshat. You know why? Because what does the Mishnah say? There are only 5 days you can read the Megillah. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So 14 and 15 are the real days of Purim. Like for everyone else on the 14th, Jerusalem on the 15th. Those are complete days of Purim. So that's Purim spelled completely. But the other 3 days, it's not really Purim, it's incomplete. You're only reading the Megillah. It's a special dispensation. So therefore, Purim is spelled incomplete 3 times. That's alluded to in the Mishnah, that it's read 5 times. There are 2 full days of Purim and 3 incomplete days. So those are the 2 mitzvahs. That's the mitzvah of Megillah reading. That's pretty clear. They happen on Friday. What happens on Shabbos? Shabbos, we say Al Hanisim, meaning Jerusalem. We say Al Hanisim in the davening, because that's Purim. It's the 15th day. As well as we read the Maftar Vayavo Amalek. We read the parasha. What we read on Purim Friday morning, they read on Purim Shabbos morning. And not only that, but they read the Haftor of Parsha Zohar 2 weeks in a row. They read it last week, and they read it again this year, Parsha. So what's clear is that we know Al Hanisim happens on Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah. So we're left with a couple of more mitzvahs. When do they do Shalach Manas? And when do they do the Suda? When do they have the festive Sudas Purim, and when do they have Shalach Manas? So let's start off. So when would you think they'd have the Purim Suda? If I throw it out to you, when would you think the Purim Suda should be? Hey, yeah. I would have thought the Purim Suda should be on Purim. Isn't that a novel idea? I would have thought it should be on. Why can't you have a Purim Suda on Shabbos? So the Jerusalem Talmud says you can't have a Purim Suda on Shabbos. Why not? Because he said it's not recognizable. It's a Purim Suda because you're having a feast anyway. It's Shabbos. So therefore, we want to give full cover to Purim, so Purim will get lost in the crowd, so to speak. Kind of like the Shach writes by Pidgin HaBen. When the day for Pidgin HaBen falls out on Shabbos, we don't do the Pidgin HaBen on Shabbos. Why not? Because we're not going to know that we're having a Suda. It's going to look like you didn't have a meal. You didn't do anything for the Pidgin HaBen because it's going to look like you had the meal for Shabbos. So the Yushalmi is the one who brings up the concept, which is a big chiddush, you can't have the meal on Shabbos. Okay, so then when do you have it? So I could argue, why don't maybe you should have it Friday? But that's, you only left to Friday or Sunday now. So many have a custom of having the meal today. We have to discuss why. But some have a meal today, because really, why is today very difficult? Because it says you can't celebrate Purim past the 15th of the month. Today's the 16th of the month. So those who say you can have a Sudas Purim on Sunday claim that only refers to Mikra Megillah. When we say Lo Yavor Ksiv, it doesn't mean you can't celebrate Purim. It means specifically, you can't read the Megillah reading. Others say it's not limited to Megillah. Why should Megillah be different? The same way, why can't I read Megillah? Because it's no longer Purim, so too I can't. So that's a big issue. That's a big debate whether you can wait until Sunday to have the Sudas Purim, because maybe it's too late. So what people, according to the Bavli, the simple shot is to have the Suda on Shabbos, not wait to. So what the custom is, many people have a Suda. So what you do is you have it on Shabbos, but you have extra food. You can put an extra kugel out, an extra cholent. You put a big hamantaschen out. And in order to show that it's not just a Shabbos Suda, but we're having an extra dish in order to show it's Purim also. And then what they do is you could always, anyone could have a Suda today. And they say just to cover themselves, they do a Sudas Purim on Sunday as well. But a lot of people do a Sudas Purim on Shabbos and they do it on Sunday. So therefore, that's why it's called Purim Meshuash. It's three, but many disagree with that. To say it's a big chiddush to say you could have a Sudas Purim on the 16th day of Adar, but that's, you can't fight City Hall, as they say. So I can't fight the Minig Yerushalayim. I can't fight the custom. And so what's the harm? You had a meal on Shabbos. So it's, at worst, it's Isru Chag. So you have a meal because it's the day after Purim. But either way, and you don't say Al Anisim, so there's no harm in having a meal. And what about, so that's the Sudas Purim. Interesting, no one suggests Friday to have the Sudas Purim. But if you hold you should have it on Shabbos, why not have it Shabbos? But if you say not Shabbos, like the Yerushalmi, then why not? Why wouldn't Friday be better than Sunday? Because Friday is before, it's still the 14th day. Jeff?
Why can't they just do what we did, what I did? Yesterday, you have two meals, you know, Purim and Shabbos, and then there's no dishonor to either to Shabbos.
What do you mean, there's two meals?
We had a Purim meal before midday, and then we had our Shabbos meal after.
Yes, but your Purim was on Friday. What do you mean? We're talking about when Purim, right? And you did the correct thing. That's what I did. I had an early Purim Suda, and then I was hungry. We're talking about when Purim's on Shabbos. So, so I'm not sure why those who say you can't have it on Shabbos don't say Friday. But because we're reading the Megillah on Friday also, but perhaps maybe people are strict and have meals. They have meals all 3 days. Because interesting, by Shalach Manas, so when do you do Shalach Manas this year in Jerusalem? So again, as you guessed it, there are three different opinions when you do Shalach Manas. The Chazan Ish's opinion was to do it on Friday. What's the logic for doing it on Friday? Why do we? Because the Chazan Ish says, he doesn't say it alone, but one school of thought is, you know what the purpose of Shalach Manas is? It's really a more enhanced Matanas Levyonim. It's an enhanced, really, it's all about giving money to the poor, but as always, we try not to embarrass them, we try not to minimize it. So we want them to have more food. So if everyone goes around giving gifts, so really you should give the main Shalach Manas to the poor, but you could give it to everyone because that was the main reason. So the Chazan Ish says any time on the day that you do Matanas Levyonim, that is the day you should do Shalach Manas because we want them not to embarrass the poor. So therefore it's connected to, so according to the Chazan Ish, it's always connected to Matanas Levyonim. Hence we do it on Friday. According to others, Shabbos. That's when Purim is. You do it on Shabbos. Aye. What about carrying and all that kind of stuff? So perhaps on Shabbos, you fulfill your mitzvah by when you, it might be a problem during COVID, but generally speaking, by inviting people over for a Sudas / Shabbos or Sudas Purim, whatever it may be, or both. When you invite someone over for a meal, so the effort you fulfill Shalach Manas. But some say, the mitzvah's on Shabbos, that's the day of Purim. And others say, again, assuming you have the Suda on Sunday, which many assume. If you don't have the Suda on Sunday, then you do, if you, then the one who says you do Shalach Manas on Shabbos is assuming you're having the Suda on Shabbos. the Purim Suda. But those who say you're having the Purim Suda on Sunday say the Shalach Manas goes on Sunday, because the Trumas Hadeshin writes, based on the Rambam, others, that the purpose of Shalach Manas is in order to ensure that people have food for the Suda, in order to ensure that people have food for the Sudas Purim. So whenever the Purim, Sudas Purim is, that's when you have the Shalach Manas. You have the whole gamut. So I think Rav El Yashav, there are those who are strict to give Shalach Manas Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday to cover all the opinions of when you do Shalach Manas. So again, so we have, so I'd say the general, if you could say there's a consensus, I'd say the consensus view is Friday, Megillah reading, and Matanas Lev Yonim, Shabbos Al Hanisim and Kriyas HaTorah, and Sunday the Suda and Shalach Manas. And then when is the mitzvah of drinking? We have a mitzvah to drink on Purim. So,
right.
So according to the Rambam, it seems to be a din in the Suda, whenever that you should dafka have it during the Suda and dafka wine. So according to the Rambam, it should be if the Suda is on Sunday, then you should have the drinking on Sunday. Others say it should be on Purim on Sunday, on Shabbos, I mean. Others say, but it depends on what you view, it depends on what you think the mitzvah of drinking is on Purim. If you assume the mitzvah is to get drunk, then some say that can never be on Shabbos then, because Rav Shlomo Kugler points out, we say, Zachar es Yom HaShabbat, we have to remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. So we always have to remember it Shabbos. If one is drunk, you can't remember it Shabbos. In fact, yeah, you're supposed to forget Baruch Mordechai and Arah Haman. So therefore, he says you can never have the drinking on Shabbos because you'll be a pagam in the Shabbos. So that's the further, and that depends. Again, if you're whole like the Ramah, you just have to drink a little more than usual and go to sleep, Shabbos would be a perfect day, because everyone gets a Shabbos, not everyone, but more people get a Shabbos nap in. And in fact, that's what I know, people who they, every Purim, they have a Sudas Purim early, like early morning for breakfast. They get, I guess maybe they have some wine at the Suda, a little bit, and they go to sleep for a half an hour. And then later on, they have the regular Sudas Purim with everyone else. They want to make sure to fulfill, they don't like getting drunk, they're not big drinkers, and therefore they want to fulfill the mitzvah, so that's what they do. They take a nap for a half an hour Purim morning, and then they have the regular Sudas Purim later on in the afternoon. So that's the famous Purim Mishuash B'Yushalayim, that they turn it into a three-day, it's a three-day Purim. It's yeah. Friday, you can't get enough of it, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday, and then where Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, they start looking forward to the next Yantav of Pesach. We go from Geula to Geula. That's why the Chazal tell us when there's a leap year, which I believe next year, it's Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, we celebrate Purim. It was a debate in the Gemara, but we celebrate Purim on Adar Beis, not Adar Aleph. Why? Because we want the month close to Nisan. Because we want to go from Gulas Purim, the story with Esther and Mordechai, to the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, now that we are Shloshim Yom, we could start learning about the laws of Pesach. Any questions?
Yes, Rabbi.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, look, the question of Shalach Manas, on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Mention, I would have thought an obvious reason you can't do it is Hilchus Shabbos. I mean, isn't it issur to exchange ownership, to give anybody a present on Shabbos, or to receive a present on Shabbos?
Exactly, yeah. So, correct, that would be a problem. In theory, also, what about carrying? If they were afraid of carrying the Megillah, I would think, but also, or one could argue, if you want to hold, there are some opinions that making a changing transfer of ownership on Shabbos is a rabbinical prohibition. And therefore, the makam mitzvah, like for instance, the question is, How could the rabbi give a sitter to the bar mitzvah boy on Shabbos?
Yes.
So the different answers. So some say you could transfer ownership. Your wife could be the one or someone else. Say, I'm transferring ownership now to the bar mitzvah boy, but I'm going to give him the actual gift, but it really belongs to, or the Mordechai writes, but makam mitzvah, the rabbis never set up this rabbinical injunction if you're doing it for a mitzvah purpose. So there'd be ways to avoid that problem. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
The important thing is to keep in touch. You know the rules. Yeah, good question. One last point. You're right. So everyone agrees that they never did the Suda on Friday. Purim Hashuv Shalayim, even though, because it was Kodem Zmano, so therefore it's Kodem Zmano, since it's the 15th, is the Zman, so therefore they couldn't do it on the 14th. How could they do Megillah? So really they didn't do it. Really the Megillah, in Tug Zera Derava, apparently they read the Megillah on Shabbos. So either they had the Suda on Shabbos or they have it on Sunday, depending on Yeshita. But the Megillah, it's a Gzeira Derava, so therefore you had no choice. The Gemara says you can't do it anymore, and they said to do it before. But strictly speaking, you can't do a Kodem Zmana, and therefore that's why the Minhag Yerushalayim is not to have, no one has a Sudas Purim on Friday. Shaloch Manos, they discuss Matanos Rav Yonim and Megillah, because maybe that's connected to the Megillah, or it's connected to Matanos Rav Yonim, and in terms of the Suda, they either have it on Shabbos or Sunday, or Shabbos and Sunday.